For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Wisconsin's spring election will be held Tuesday, April 1st. It will include local officials and school boards. Four alderpersons on the Richland Center City Council are up for re-election. They are Karen Tepley, representing District 1, Wards 1, 2, and 3. Mark Chambers, representing District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6. Melanie Walters, representing District 3, Wards 7, 8, and 9. And Steve Downs, representing District 4, Wards 10, 11, and 12. Four residents have filed to run for alderperson in the City of Richland Center. They are incumbent Karen Tepley, Rachel Schultz in District 2, Wards 4, 5, and 6, incumbent Melanie Walters, and incumbent Steve Downs. Incumbent alderperson Mark Chambers has filed notification of non-candidacy. Area school boards will also be holding elections. Two seats are up for election in the Richland School District. Area 2 West, covering the village of Boaz and the townships of Bloom, Sylvan, Marshall, Aiken, Dayton, Richwood, and Eagle, currently held by Aaron Unbehan. And Area 3 City, currently held by Neil Huntemer. Both are for a three-year term. Neil Huntemer has filed a notification of non-candidacy. Three seats are up for election in the River Valley School District. They are Area 3, which covers the town of Clyde in Iowa County, currently held by Jeff Meyer. Area 6, which covers the village of Spring Green in Sauk County, currently represented by Sarah Young. And Area 9, which covers the village of Plain in Sauk County, currently represented by John Bettinger. The Boscobel Area School District has two seats up for election. The seats currently held by Greg Luce and Jimmy Kuska. Luce represents Area 3, which includes all of the Boscobel School District's area north of the Wisconsin River in Crawford and Richland counties. Kuska represents Area 1, which includes the city of Boscobel. Both Luce and Kuska have filed notification of non-candidacy. Eligible residents who wish to run for the respective offices have until Tuesday evening at 5 o'clock to register for ballot access in the spring 2025 election. The necessary paperwork for candidacy can be obtained from the respective offices. Governor Tony Evers wants to give Wisconsin voters more power by requiring the legislature to create a statewide binding referendum process. The Democratic governor said he'll propose that when he releases his two-year state budget. Evers said Republicans in the legislature are ignoring voters on issues such as restoring abortion access, legalizing and taxing marijuana, and others. Those same Republican lawmakers, who continue to hold majorities in the Senate and Assembly, would need to approve the plan, which Evers will include in his proposed state budget. The Democratic governor, who says he's yet to decide whether he'll seek a third term, will deliver his budget message on February 18th. According to a release from Evers' office, more than 20 states, including Michigan, Illinois, and Ohio, allow voters to change state law by referendum. Under the process outlined by Evers, voters would be able to file petitions with the Wisconsin Elections Commission to hold a vote on proposed state laws or constitutional amendments or to repeal state laws. Public employees are challenging Wisconsin's anti-union law known as 2011 Act 10. Supporters of the law say it has saved the state billions of dollars. Is that true? Wisconsin Watch's Tricia Young has the facts. This fact check was reported by Tricia Young from Wisconsin Watch.
Act 10 saved taxpayers billions by requiring public workers to pay more for pensions and health care while ending most collective bargaining for unions, making benefits and working conditions non-negotiable. The Wisconsin Policy Forum found $5 billion in pension savings from 2011 to 2017. A recent court ruling may restore bargaining rights, but employee contribution requirements remain intact. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin says she'll give all of President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet nominations a fair shake, but won't compromise if somebody might hurt Wisconsin families, veterans, and businesses. Baldwin says she's worked Trump's nominee for Transportation Secretary and former 7th District Congressman Sean Duffy before and would be inclined to support him. Baldwin did say she needs to hear from Trump's controversial pick to lead Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and would question him about his positions on vaccines. All of Trump's nominees need to be confirmed by a Senate majority. A lawsuit against several Wisconsin television stations will continue. Eric Hovde, the Republican who ran for Senate against Tammy Baldwin, accuses several television stations of defamation for airing commercials by the Democratic political action group Win Senate PAC. Brown County Judge Donald Zudmulder heard arguments Thursday on a motion to dismiss the lawsuit. He gave no ruling but gave the attorneys more time to submit written arguments. While the suit was filed in northeastern Wisconsin, it names stations all over the state. The suit names the parent companies Gray Media, Nexstar, Scripps Media, and Sinclair Broadcasting. These include WMTV in Madison, owned by Gray Media. These lawsuits are pretty rare because they're almost never successful. Without judging the facts in the ad true or false, even false statements in political ads are generally protected under the First Amendment. Zudmulder anticipates issuing a ruling in the coming weeks. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is considering wind turbine restrictions amid the population decline of cave bats. According to DNR officials, the restrictions would involve a wind speed requirement to use the turbines, as cave bats typically don't fly as often in high winds. The wind speed required to use the turbines would be determined by the population density of the cave bats in a particular area. The Department of Natural Resources will be accepting public comments on the restriction plan until January 15th. State lawmakers are planning to reintroduce proposals to address PFAS contamination, while $125 million remains tied up in the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee. The funding has been set aside for over 500 days after Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers vetoed a Republican bill amid concerns that the bill would limit the Department of Natural Resources' ability to require polluters to test and clean their own PFAS contamination. The DNR says it does not intend to go after farmers for unintentional contamination. A Wisconsin statewide crime alert has been issued for a suspect in a triple murder in New Lisbon. Virgil G. Thu, 47, is wanted through Wisconsin probation and parole and is now wanted for three counts of first-degree intentional homicide. Law enforcement officials say there have been two confirmed sightings of Thu in the New Lisbon area, but now believe he may have left the area. Authorities state that Thu is armed and dangerous, and that if anyone sees him, they should not approach him and call 911. Anyone with information can also call the Juneau County Sheriff's Office at 608-847-5649. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Joel Richard Davis, 44, of West Salem in the town of Liberty. Saturday morning at approximately 5:15, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report that someone was attempting to enter a private home located along State Highway 56 between Viroqua and Viola. The victims reported hearing cries for help outside of the home. At approximately 5:30, a male later identified as Davis was detained while the investigation continued. Davis appeared to be alone and did not appear injured. He was later arrested and booked into the Vernon County Detention Center. He is expected to appear in Vernon County Court today for a bail hearing. Formal charges will be sought through the Vernon County District Attorney's Office. On July 21, 2022, Joel Davis was sentenced to 4 years in state prison and 1 year of extended supervision as the result of a combined total of four felony convictions, ranging from felony bail jumping to possession of amphetamines with intent to deliver in Crawford, La Crosse, and Vernon counties. This past July, Davis was released on extended supervision in La Crosse County. Once notified of Saturday's arrest, the Wisconsin Department of Corrections issued a parole hold for Davis. Based on the training and observations of officers with years of experience, drug use is suspected to have been a factor in Saturday's incident. The defense for Lincoln Hills youth prison inmate Javarius Hurd wants the case against him moved to juvenile court. The 17-year-old, accused of lashing out at correctional officer Corey Prolks, is back in court today before a series of hearings in February that will determine if the case will stay in adult court. Hurd was 16 when investigators say he beat Prolks, causing him to fall and hit his head on a hard surface. 49-year-old died at a hospital a few hours later. Hurd was arrested and charged with reckless homicide and battery by prisoners and is facing more than 70 years in prison, though his legal team says keeping the case in adult court is unconstitutional. It's unclear when the judge will rule, though either way appeals are likely, which would delay a potential trial. A new era begins today in Richland County. After many years, Richland County Register of Deeds Sue Triggs has retired. Sue says she has a long career in clerical work.
After school, I worked for Affiliated University Physicians in Madison for, I believe, 3 years. I worked for Richland Building Systems for a year, and then I came here at the courthouse and worked as deputy for 16 years and have been register for 30.
Triggs has seen many changes over the past 46 years with the county, including what was once siloed by counties to become a statewide function.
In the Register of Deeds office, I remember when I started, we were handwriting things in books, and then we went to computer, then we went to scanning, and now there's a lot of e-recording that goes on and just a lot of electronic things that go on in the office. We process through the state, and you can get records statewide, any birth, death, and marriage. We can get everything from the state now, and you know, everything's sent electronically, like birth records are sent electronically to the state. Death records are verified through our office, but then that's all sent to the state, and same way with marriage records. It's all on record with the state, and we process through them.
She said the highlight of her career was when she became Register of Deeds. She never thought, however, that she would win election after election to serve 30 years.
But I always hoped if I did a good job and treated people right that they would continue to vote for me.
After serving the county for 46 years, she was asked what her future plans may be.
I hope to be able to visit my daughters in North Carolina a little more and spend time with my oldest daughter in Madison and, of course, help Joe on the farm and just do things I haven't had time to do for a while.
Sue Trigg's final day in office was yesterday. In November, Richland County residents elected Deb McCoy to serve as the county's Register of Deeds. Deb's term in office begins today. Gunderson-Boscobel Area Hospital and Clinics has announced the launch of Senior Life Solutions, a new mental health program designed to support older adults experiencing symptoms of depression, anxiety, or other emotional challenges often associated with aging. Senior Life Solutions provides outpatient services tailored to meet the unique needs of adults, typically 65 and older, who may benefit from enhanced coping and communication skills to improve their mental well-being. The program, located on the hospital's lower level, offers a comprehensive range of services, including group and individual therapy, psychiatric evaluations, and medication management. The dedicated Senior Life Solutions care team includes a board-certified psychologist, licensed therapist, a registered nurse, and other mental health professionals, all focused on improving the emotional well-being of older adults in the community. Older adults may benefit from the Senior Life Solutions program if they are experiencing anxiety, changes in appetite, difficulty sleeping, feelings of sadness or grief lasting more than 2 weeks, feelings of worthlessness or hopelessness, loss of energy or interest in previously enjoyed activities, recently experienced a traumatic event, or loss of a spouse or close family member. Following an individual assessment, participants attend group therapy sessions up to 3 times per week in a supportive and encouraging environment. Individual therapy medication management and regular check-ins are also offered. If needed, the program also offers teletherapy services, allowing patients to get the mental health support they need from the comfort of their homes using a telephone, computer, or tablet device. Referrals can be made by anyone, self-referrals, primary care physicians, specialists, family members, friends, community groups, and nursing or residential facilities, and the program is open to both Gunderson and non-Gunderson patients. To learn more about Gunderson Boscobel's Senior Life Solutions program, call 608-375-6113. Vernon County has launched its new official website, now live at vernoncountywi.gov. This transition from the previous domain, vernoncounty.org, reflects the county's commitment to enhancing accessibility, modernizing infrastructure, and security for residents and visitors alike. The move to a .gov domain designated specifically for government entities underscores Vernon County's dedication to providing reliable and secure online resources. The new domain offers an easily recognizable and trusted space for constituents to access county services, updates, and information. Visitors to the previous website, vernoncounty.org, will be automatically redirected to the new domain. While the content remains familiar, users are encouraged to update bookmarks and saved links to reflect the new address. Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County will be hosting a community program, Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, this evening, starting at 5:30 with a free meal. The program is beneficial to parents and caregivers of children, featuring guest speaker Mary Guggisberg. Guggisberg will tell those in attendance how to identify and build strengths. Discover Your Strength, Build a Stronger Community, hosted by Partners for Prevention Coalition of Richland County, will be held at the Richland Center High School West Commons this evening, with dinner beginning at 5:30 and the presentation to follow. The American Red Cross is asking donors to give blood or platelets now to help those in need. Donors with type O negative blood and those giving platelets are especially urged to give now so patients can continue to receive the care they count on. Seasonal illness and the threat of winter weather can lead to lower appointment numbers and decreased donor turnout, making it tougher to keep the blood supply stable. Those who give regularly and those looking to give for the first time are encouraged to take 1 hour out of your day to help save lives with a blood or platelet donation. 3 blood drives will be held throughout the area this week. They include today from now until 5:30 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo, tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School, and again Friday from 10 to 2:30 at American Legion Post 115 in Elroy. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or by calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. If you need something to eat today, Culver's is raising money for the Families of Abundant Life Christian School. It's part of the Make Your Meal Matter campaign. Nearly 70 restaurants will be participating, including Richland Center. They'll donate a portion of today's profits to the Abundant Life Recovery Fund hosted by the United Way. The amount donated can differ by location. If you want to support the effort, just look for the Make Your Meal Matter sign at the Culver's closest to you. If you'd like to see your tree get a new life, a zoo in Baraboo will take it. Ochsner Park Zoo is accepting Christmas trees for their animals. More than 100 people have already done it, and now their Arctic fox, goats, otters, and even snakes are enjoying them. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Ed Fink of Richland Center on ticket number 250.